Kevin Koth, president of the Steelworkers Local at the PCA Mill, choked back tears at the news conference in Weston.
Workplace safety comes at a tragic cost. That cost, in this case, were the lives of three good men.
The three men were welding on top of a tank containing wood fiber waste and water when a spark ignited hydrogen gas that was venting from inside. The explosion could have been prevented with an inexpensive handheld gas monitor, according to Donald Holmstrom, lead investigator for the Chemical Safety Board.
The number one lesson from the safety bulletin we are issuing today is use a gas monitor to check for flammable gases.
Holmstrom says the company and the workers never realized that the contents of the tank could produce flammable gas, a situation common to almost all of the fatal hot work explosions investigated by the board. Koth says his three co-workers had no idea of the dangers they faced.
You know, we're welding outside 85 feet in the air. Would you think there was any gases or vapors out there that would hurt you with the breeze blowing and everything?
PCA now requires handheld gas monitors at its Tomahawk plant. When the Chemical Safety Board issues its final report later this year, it may recommend that OSHA require them on all affected work sites nationwide. In Weston, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.